This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, I'm not going to talk very long because Mabel has been patiently waiting for me. Hopefully patiently. She's certainly been waiting for me. And I'm just going to wish you all a happy Bastille Day, and I will sing La Marseillaise much later in the program. Alrighty, so you guys can be prepared to either turn your radio up or down. Never off. Mabel, welcome. Thank you for being so patient with me. How am I going to help you today?
Anxiety, a mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
He did go off to college. The second semester, he went into a deep depression, which we didn't know about, and he attempted to kill himself.
Hmm. What? How did he try? What did he do?
Heroin.
Heroin?
Heroin.
Had he been using heroin previously?
According to the hospital, the ER that treated him, his blood work showed that he has not. So,
did he inject it or ingest it?
Yes, he injected it.
Mm-hmm. So he had to get the heroin, and he had to get the work from somebody.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And he had almost no money, so somebody gave it to him.
And there was no evidence of prior drug use, or at least prior heroin drug use.
No evidence of that. He says he was spiraling down into a dark hole and he just wanted it to stop. And somebody said, I've got something for that.
Yeah. How long ago was this, Mabel?
February. Now, he has been in a facility and doing extremely well. It's almost like he has bipolar, so he's taking meds. He's been through a lot. He was doing extremely well. And then last night, he relapsed. And where he
what
is now, which
what happened last night?
All he did is he went out and smoked pot.
I'm not sure I'd call that a relapse per se. I mean, it sounds like
the facility did.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy about that, and they may toss him out on that basis. But
they are, yes.
Okay, but let me before we go on, let's just clarify some stuff. Did somebody talk with him after the February heroin usage? Was he just trying to get some relief, or was he trying to kill himself? Do we have any idea?
Well, he actually made an appointment with a counselor.
Okay.
Because he didn't want to do this. And we didn't know he was suffering so much, so he was late to the appointment because he doesn't drive. And they told him, well, we can see you next month.
Okay, but sweetie pie, that still doesn't answer my question of whether this was, I mean, if somebody said to you, let's say you were feeling really sad about something, and they said, look, you know, I know exactly, I'm going to buy you the best margarita, and that's kind of a silly example, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, I'm going to give you this great thing that will make you feel better, that you might be tempted to do that, and you might not ask questions, especially if you're 19 and kind of dumb and kind of sad, which presumably you're none of the above, but different. That's different than someone saying, I want to kill myself, what's the quickest way? And
he told the hospital he was trying to kill himself.
Okay. Well, that's what I was looking for. Was this really an attempt to feel better or to check out? And you're telling me he said
he wanted to check out and make everything stop.
Okay. So, I think the marijuana, again, the facility will very likely toss him because what they're saying is...
Well, can I say something? Because they're putting him out tonight.
Yeah.
And they said go home for a week and then you might be able to come back. Well, here's my question, because my first instinct in all of this is to support my child and her husband and their younger siblings as a grandmother, because they are dealing with their other child. Is that my role, being a listener, not giving advice, and supporting their decisions?
Do you agree with their decisions or disagree with their decisions?
Just to support their decision, because...
Well, but that isn't what I'm asking you. I'm not saying verbally what he's saying to them.
I have agreed with everything they've done. They've been spectacular.
Okay. Well, so it's not difficult to support them in their decisions, is my point.
No. Only now, they are considering just turning him out so he can go to homeless shelter.
Do you agree with that decision?
No.
Okay. So, all right. So let me just be clear about this so I don't misunderstand. Up to this point, you've been supportive of their decision. You think they've done a great job. He was doing better. Do we know why he went and smoked? Has anybody talked to him about why he made that decision? And number one, why he made the decision and where he got the pot?
Well, he went out and met a couple of young women, and they partied.
Yeah.
He's 19.
Is the issue? Yeah, I got it. Let's keep this event just for a moment. We'll go back to the event in a minute. Is the facility he's in allows him to go out and party? I mean, presumably.
No, he's not supposed to do that. But he does. He's reached a point in his treatment where they considered him to start taking responsibility.
Okay. Okay.
But we're,
how long has he been there? He's been there since February.
No. February, March, he was in a treatment facility that was very restricted, etc. He got a lot of psychological counseling and medications and all that. And then he was put in a living facility in a city. But that was almost
like a halfway house.
But there were shootings. It was really bad, and one of his roommates got shot, so... Then he moved into a better facility. It cost more, but that was okay.
And how long has he been there?
He has been there probably... He's probably been there probably 7 weeks.
And this is the first infraction of the rules. Has he been working or going to school during that 7 weeks?
He recently got a job. They're required to do that, part-time job.
Okay.
He got a part-time job, and, of course, that's gone now. But he only started that last week.
Why is it gone? Because he's no longer at the facility?
Yes. Okay. He may get it back if he can go back. But the facility manager says he does make real poor decisions, even day-to-day ones. So do
we have an example of a poor decision?
Yes. He runs there responsible for their own food. He runs out of food and has no idea how much money he has left. And my daughter checked it. He had 83 cents left. He didn't know that.
What's he spending his money on other than the obvious pot?
Actually, it's been food because the facility gives him the money, and then they drive him to a store because he doesn't drive. He does drive, but he doesn't have a vehicle.
So the facility is saying, we're not going to deal with you. You have to think about this for a week. Mom's saying, I'm washing my hands of this. You know, you're on your own. And you're saying...
Almost ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be willing to take him to your house?
I would. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's look at this. And then we'll... Because you're asking exactly the right question, but it's not a simple situation. The first thing I would tell you is I think there needs to be a conference between... Because anything the adults decide, anything you, your daughter, your son-in-law decide, it's not going to work. No matter how brilliant it is, no matter how insightful. Because what we have is a kid who makes bad decisions, and what you're allowing him to do is not make any decision at all. So either gets to accept this, which means he learns absolutely nothing, or more likely he'll reject it, at which point he's also learning nothing and getting himself in deeper. So you can't do that. It's not profitable. It won't work. All right. So then what is the option? Let me hold you, put you on hold. I know you've been on hold a while, but we're working through this. About if that's not an option, which I don't think it is, you can hear why. It's just there's no positive out of it. Let's talk about what the decisions are and how to implement them, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Mabel, who's a grandma, who's got a 19-year-old grandson who's had some emotional problems. So he graduated high school, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
he was in college.
Okay, and how was grades in high school, pretty good or not so good?
Oh, yes, he's quite bright.
Okay. Which number kid is he in the family?
Number one.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
Two.
Younger, obviously. Same parents, yeah, for all three kids?
Oh, yeah, it's a very stable family.
Okay. And the diagnosis has been since he's been how old that he has high anxiety?
Well, we didn't get a diagnosis when he was younger, but he's always suffered from anxiety, being around crowds and whatnot. And then in high school, he started getting IBS, and they started thinking it was something like that. But then when he was diagnosed in the facility as having severe social anxiety and depression.
Okay. All right. So I mentioned before, IBS is irritable bowel syndrome. For those of you, I obviously you know it, but I don't want people to think, wow, how come they know things we don't know?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. All right, so I mentioned that you and Mom and Dad getting together and making a decision won't work. It just won't, especially for the short term.
I don't do that. I don't get involved in their
I hear.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is... First of all, you need to decide if you're willing to offer him a place to be during this week. And before you decide...
He is going home.
I thought Mom wasn't willing to take him home anymore.
Well, she's giving it this one chance. She says
that solves that problem. So you don't actually have to worry about that. All right, so the question is, what's your role here? And what
exactly.
I would do... And so given the fact that we don't actually need a place... to park him for a week, what I would say to Mom and Dad is, I talked to Brown, and when she thought that you weren't going to take him home and I needed to think about whether I'd take him there, that she suggested that the three of us sit with him and say, what do you want to do? What should we do here? How can we help you? Because at that moment, Mabel, you're forcing him to do what he has been incredibly reluctant to do. Which is he only reacts. He doesn't take responsibility.
Exactly.
And smoking pot with 19-year-olds and having 83 cents in your pocket is a sign of one of two things. One is just it's the sign of one thing. The question is, what's the cause? And there are two possibilities. It's just irresponsible. Now, is he irresponsible because he's 19 and choosing to be irresponsible? Or is he irresponsible because... he is not able to function on a level that allows him to take responsibility, which either means that he's bipolar, he's schizophrenic, he's schizoid,
well,
he's depressed.
That's what they believe, that probably some kind of bipolar, because he's very, very forgetful.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean he's bipolar.
Right, but because of the thing, like his mood swings. And,
well, mood swings is certainly a way of bipolarity, of dealing with bipolarity. But regardless of, the point is, regardless of what's making him responsible, there's really not much of an option unless you guys are willing to be custodial for him for the rest of his life. Because at 19, he doesn't, whether he's bipolar or not, at 19 he needs to be responsible enough to understand when he's about to enter into depression, or when he's not ever going to seek treatment when he's on the manic phase. He just won't, because it's too much fun. It'll drive everybody else crazy, but it won't drive him crazy. So he has to at least be responsible enough to understand when he's spiraling and get himself some help, because he's essentially of age at this moment, plus or minus. So anything you guys decide is not helpful. And I know you're feeling like, and his mom's feeling, that he's thinking, but you can still be a net for him by saying, tell us what you want us to do. Tell us how we should proceed on this, as opposed to saying, okay, you're under curfew, you have to go back to work, if you do this again, no matter what rules you make for him.
That's what his living facility's been telling him.
I know, and that's one of the problems, and they don't really have much of an option because of the way that they're set up. And so that's what I'm saying, that you have to look at the pot smoking from different perspectives. From the perspective of the institution, he's asking, they can't tolerate drug use no matter what it is. The same thing very likely would have happened with alcohol, pot, heroin, anything. But from your point of view, it's not a suicidal act. It's an act of rebellion in theory, or it's an act of thoughtlessness. And that would be interesting to know why he did that. spending a whole lot of time asking him why is likely futile because he's going to say, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to say, I don't know. And whether he does or not, it's not the important issue. The important issue is, what do you want us to do? What can we help you? And he, I guarantee you, Mabel, he's going to say, I don't know. You know, you're going to do whatever you want to do anyway. You're not going to buy into that. And
right.
You may or may not have to be part of this, but I think as the consultant, as the kind of matriarch at this moment, what you can say, you can pass along, and you can, if you want to, you can be very deferential and say, I know it's really not my business per se, and I've been really supportive, but I was so worried about this at this moment, I actually called Brown, and what she said is, whatever you do, don't make a decision for him. Don't make restrictions on him, which is, doesn't mean that you have to be doormats, but it needs, you need to say to him, what can we do to help you? How should we run this? And don't, and stay in the room with him until he makes a decision about it, because, and then we put it in writing and everybody signs it. That is the first step for him to take responsibility.
You know, that's exactly what was done, and that's what's been happening. If they do put things in writing, they ask him, you know, what do you want to do? These are the options. And they give him all the options, and he's been going along with it.
Okay, so then, so if that has been the case thus far, and he has taken responsibility, the question is, why did he do this? And you and I know why he did it. He got bored.
Yeah, it's
more than that. He got bored, and he doesn't want to be in that facility anymore.
He's been saying that.
Yeah, well, we look at him by his behavior, we know that.
It's a great facility. I mean, really nice.
No, it's great on one level. It's great in that it's in a safe neighborhood, and he's done well, but he's outgrown it.
That's what we think. Mm-hmm.
So, but the point is that you and I know this because we're smart and we're caring and we're experienced and we're adults. He needs to say that. And the question is, was there a better way? And I guarantee he was going to tell you. You're going to say, is there a better way for you to have sort of ended this? And he's going to say, I tried to tell you I'd outgrown it. I tried to tell you I was bored. I tried to tell you I wanted to be on my own. You didn't listen, so I smoked pot because I knew it would get me out.
I spoke to my daughter about that very thing.
Yeah, so the point is,
he also has, they thought it was okay if he stopped taking the drug that prevents the cravings. But we feel that this wasn't a craving. We feel like it's what you said, he was acting out.
Yeah, all right. So the point about all of this, Mabel, is you need to ask him what he wants to do next, how it's going to work, what the strictures should be, and then give him a chance to succeed. Okay. If you have any more questions, stay on, okay? If not... I think you've been doing great, and I think that this is just a speed bump. It's not the end, all right? If you need to stay on, stay on with me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a tendency that we all have when somebody disappoints us to tell them what they should do. And it's understandable, and it's maybe even from a benevolent place in our personalities, but it seldom works. Because there was a reason that someone disappointed us. It has to do with one of two things. Either our expectations are completely unrealistic and attached to us, not to them, and we're not really acknowledging who they are, or there's something so it's either our problem or their problem, that they may in fact have had something, they may not have been paying attention, they may be, I suppose, malevolent, they may be incapable. But the only way to discern that is, instead of telling them what to do, is to ask them. Say, I don't really understand this behavior, or can you help me understand this, or this is really troublesome for me, and I don't, you know, are there alternatives? Can you explain to me what the point was here? You know, it's more tedious. And quite often the person who's disappointed you will be less than forthcoming. You know, I don't know. Especially if they're a teenager. But it's really the only way to have any progress in a relationship is to know what's going on and why it's going on. And I know that there's that whole phenomenon of, you know, who cares about why. But we do. In social interactions, we do. Because it will soften our criticism. It will allow us to find compromises. It will allow us to stick with that person long enough to try and negotiate. And sometimes it's not we're not going to come to a conclusion that makes everybody happy. But it's worth a try. And by setting limits, setting rules, you're not going to learn what's going on for them. And if you don't know what's going on for them, the likelihood of it having a mutually beneficial outcome is not high. I mean, we do it for kids, but even small children, at some point you have to say, okay, what are you feeling? Why are you doing this? As opposed to, no, you can't do this. It's bad. Okay. And most of us sort of tend toward that philosophy or that toward a behavior well past when kids are at the age where it's the only possibility. Okay, as I mentioned, today is Bastille Day. Alone en front de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé. I at some point had to memorize that. So there. And if you know a French restaurant, this is probably not the day to go because it'll be very busy. But there you go. It's National Hot Dog Day, which obviously has nothing to do with Bastille Day. Hopefully the French are smart enough to go, yuck! It's National Nude Day, which may in fact have something to do with Marseillaise. Maybe not. It's National Grand Marnier Day, which of course has a huge amount to do with Bastille Day. No, it doesn't. All right, on this day in the 1798, the Sedition Act became law in the United States, making it a federal crime to write, publish, or utter false or malicious statements about the United States government. Controversial. Not at the time, but now, right? First Amendment rights? On this day in 1874, the Chicago Fire burned 47 acres of the city, destroying 812 buildings, killing 20, and resulting in the fire insurance industry demanding municipal reforms from Chicago City Council. Chicago's back in the news again. Chicago seems to be one of those cities that somehow can't get out of its own way, right? They're having some massive, I suppose they're gang problems related to drugs, but massive homicide issues this year. I think that the homicide rate for the first 6 months was double what it was last year, and it was not low last year. In 1877, the railroad strike of 1877, appropriately named, began in Martinsburg, West Virginia, when Baltimore and Ohio railroad workers have their wages cut for the second time in a year. On this day, Billy the Kid, in 1881, was killed by Pat Garrett outside Fort Sumner, a shot that was heard around the world. On this day in 1933, all political parties are outlawed except the Nazi Party in Germany. On this day also in 1933, not surprisingly, the Nazi eugenics program began with the proclamation of the law for the prevention of hereditarily diseased offspring that calls for the compulsory sterilization of any citizen who suffers from alleged genetic disorders, including things like homosexuality. In 1960, Jane Goodall arrives at the Gombe Stream Reserve in present-day Tanzania to begin her famous study of chimpanzees in the wild. I thought she studied gorillas. She studied gorillas rather than chimps? I'll have to look that up, but I think it was gorillas. Don't you?
I'm not sure.
No, we'll check it out. In 1965, on this day, Mariner 4 flyby of Mars takes the first close-ups of another planet, Mars being the closest to us. On this day in 69, this is kind of interesting, and I know that this affected you very specifically, even though you weren't actually born at that point. The United States recalled or withdrew from circulation the $500 bill, the $1,000 bill, the $5,000 bill, and the $10,000 bill. I know that that personally meant that you had to go and get smaller denominations.
Yep.
They had larger denomination currencies till the 18th century. Since the 18th century, they were printed for general use in large transactions. The $10,000 bill for certain internal transactions. They printed seven denominations: 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100. That's what they do currently. I have a $2 bill, which I think are not circulated anymore. Or I don't know that they're made anymore, but I have a $2 bill that I've carried around for years.
You don't have a $10,000?
I somehow I misplaced it. I don't know what happened to it. They were not issued to the public. So there you go. Apparently, one of the reasons I don't have my $10,000 is that all of them have been redeemed, they're saying.
Okay.
So there you go. There are no issued notes or proofs exist of either $500 or $1,000 negotiable gold bank notes, which are called NGBNs. So there you go.
Interesting.
This is a trivial pursuit question of... And it's probably irrelevant because it's no longer in circulation. But the idea was that Watson, who was head of IBM, was at a meeting where they're trying to decide the size of the IBM punch card, which was the original way that you loaded data into a computer. And it had been going on for days, and he finally whipped out a dollar bill and said, make it this size, which was the size of the punch card, except that they changed the size of the dollar bill. And the only reason I know that is in my geology class in college, we used punch cards, which were no longer in circulation at that point either, and we used them with ice picks to identify various geological samples, because you would have the characteristics that would be punched into a card, and so you would take your ice pick and you would take all the cards and you would say things that were salty. Hopefully you did the acid test after you did the salt test, because otherwise it was not very good for your tongue. And then what you would have is one or two cards left, or hopefully if you were really good at it, one card that would identify what your sample was. I know, it's kind of like the slide rule. On this day in 1976, capital punishment was abolished in Canada. So well ahead of... The United States hasn't abolished capital punishment in this country. Some states have, but most have not. Let's see what it says about... I thought you did gorillas, not chimpanzees. Let's see what it says. It says chimps. She's known for her study of chimps. So I was wrong. I thought it was gorillas. So there you go. I'm not sure. You know why? Because the name of the movie about her was called Gorilla in the Mists. I guess Chimps in the Mist doesn't have the same resonance.
Chimps in the Mist.
Yeah, but obviously that's where I got it from. I was just trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Great apes, which are not, I'm just trying to think if there's anything. Studied primate behavior. Well, both of them are primates. Let's see if it says anything. She's been married twice. Do we care about that? Let's see. We know about Gombe, and we know chimps. It says chimps over and over again. The silverback, though, was a gorilla. So I don't know. But I guess gorilla in the mist. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. Whether you're chimp or gorilla, we love you all. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, thanks. There may be better than the movies, but what can I tell you? All right, big movies opening this week. Number one, which may be the number one movie, although I don't know, Lives of Pets may sort of dominate again, is Ghostbusters. Huge controversy over this one because of an all-female cast. Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones. I had never heard of Kate McKinnon or Leslie Jones. Apparently they're on Saturday Night Live. You know me in television. Oh, I like Melissa McCarthy a lot. I think she's a very talented actress. And has been, I thought she was great in Spy, for example. And she's been good in other things. Not so much in this one. I didn't like this movie at all. It had nothing to do with the women in it. I just thought it wasn't funny. It wasn't scary. And they make the dreadful, as far as I'm concerned, miscalculation of having cameos from the original people of Aykroyd. Harold Ramis is no longer with us, but there's actually a bust of him in the one of the opening scenes of the movie. The opening scenes are the cleverest things in the movie. And then, as far as I'm concerned, it just goes downhill. You don't care about the people. I thought the ghosts were not particularly scary. I saw it in 3D. 3D is not one of my faves. There were a couple of things that really did kind of come out at you. I didn't think it was scary. I just thought it was not a fun movie. We'll see how people do on it. And it had nothing to do, obviously, me of all people is perfectly willing to have an all-female cast. I just think that they weren't very good in it. The movie wasn't very good. All right, Infiltrator is starring Bryan Cranston, who is having a huge career these days. Also, John Leguizamo, whom is always fun to watch, Dan Kruger, Amy Ryan. Amy Ryan seems to have a new career as playing FBI agent. This one's 120. The other thing about Ghostbusters is it's almost 2 hours. I get maybe the original one was that long. It just didn't seem like it. This one is a little over 2 hours, 2 hours and 7 minutes. A U.S. customs official uncovers a money laundering scheme involving Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. These are kind of hard movies to watch. I think Bryan Cranston is terrific. I think he's a terrific actor. I loved him on Broadway. I did not see Breaking Bad, but everybody else loved him. He's won all sorts of awards for it. He plays an undercover narc, obviously. The problem about movies like this is that you're just waiting for someone to discover who he is and shoot him. So it's a very tension-filled movie, which is a little hard to watch. I thought it was okay. It was, the undercover movies, and there's another couple ones. Daniel Radcliffe is coming out with a movie where he's playing, I think it's called Imperium, where he plays an undercover. There have been lots of movies that have Serpico of people going undercover. They just make me very nervous, especially because we know what happens a lot of times to undercover cops and how they balance their family life and whatever. So it was okay, and I think he's a very good actor. Cafe Society, this is the latest Woody Allen, that stars Jesse Eisenberg as a kind of, I suppose, the Woody Allen stand-in who decides to go to Hollywood and work for his fancy DNC uncle, who is an agent played by Steve Carell, who I guess he looks exactly like Andy Garcia in this one. And both of them have a crush on Kristen Stewart, who we know inevitably what's going to happen. Blake Lively is also in it. I thought this, first of all, it looks terrific. Acento Loquasto does his usual magic. The clothes are wonderful. The scenes, the lighting is terrific. The architecture is terrific. It's set in the 1930s. A young Bronx native goes to Hollywood. He falls in love with the secretary of his powerful uncle, an agent to the stars. After returning to New York, he's swept up in the vibrant world of high society. He doesn't return to New York. It's not true. Well, he does, because he's got a brother, actually, who is a gangster. And the brother was actually the most interesting thing in the movie, which doesn't go very far. So there you go. I just thought it was boring. I thought it was predictable. You didn't really care about anybody. There's nobody really liking this. But the clothes are terrific. The look of this movie is wonderful. I just, please, Woody, do we need more older men falling in love with younger women? Been there, done it, seen it, seen the headlines, don't care. Equals. This is kind of an interesting movie that I don't think is going to make much of a dent. In an emotional utopia, two people fall in love when they regain their feelings from a mysterious disease causing tension between them and their society. This stars Nicholas Holt, whom I have loved since About a Boy. I think he's terrific. Again, Kristen Stewart is having a great career. She plays deadpan probably better than anybody. It's the idea that everybody is dressed the same, that everybody has the same access, no one has any emotions, there's a wall. It's, I mean, whether you call this utopia or dystopia, doesn't make any difference. It really is, it's well acted, it's beautiful, but it doesn't really go any place terribly interesting. But Kristen Stewart's got, I mean, listen, you could have your very own private Kristen Stewart Film Fest this week. Right, you got Cafe Society N equals, see them as a double feature. Pay for both. Let's, you know, behave. All right, so my guess is that Ghostbusters is the only shot that has any possibility of upsetting Pets, but I think Pets is probably a better movie. All right, you can get more details at drjoy.com. There are a couple of really cool movies that are coming out. This has been a very weird summer that has really been dominated by, especially Dory, Finding Dory. Legend of Tarzan didn't do very well. Secret Life of Pets was the first in a month to upset. That Finding Dory was the number one movie 3 weeks in a row. On the other hand, apparently Finding Dory cost about $175 million, but it's made $423 million so far. On the other hand, Pets cost about $75 million, made $104 in its first weekend. So animation seems to be where the movie companies are at and where the public is at. I suppose we could take one moment here and talk about, I know Pokemon Go is not exactly animation, but it's close enough. Apparently, I mean, I keep running into people who are playing it on the street, grown-ups. Apparently, it is the most downloaded app ever, including Tinder and Facebook and all of them. It's the most downloaded, and apparently, if you try to download it, you're going to have to wait a little bit because the server is just overwhelmed. But somebody can call up and explain to me the fun of it. I think people are just looking for distraction. I really do. But be careful. There have been people who've fallen off cliffs and walked into cars, not to mention walking into people. You can explain. It's only been around for like a week, and it's this big, huge thing. You can explain to me. Somebody can call me and tell me why, if you're playing it, why you're playing it. I don't quite get it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.